Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Memorial Day weekend is here, pretty much, for some of you lucky sons of bees. And
shout out to all the Rockaholics right now in line over at Snoqualmie Casino to get the free gas.
Yeah. Well, that makes what a way. You know, I didn't realize the timing of that. Snoqualmie Casino, they're geniuses because here it is, like, you know, National Road Trip Day, and they're offering free gas. That's fantastic.
Oh, it's been covered. Dude, it's on Como 4 News. I just saw them covering it. Our buddy Photog Jim from King 5 is there as well. It's a big day.
His last day.
That's true. And yeah. What is he doing? He's stuck with The Rock.
Hanging with The Rock. That's pretty awesome.
It's a fun video of Mike Hawk out there. He's cleaning people's windshields while they're getting their kids.
It's so awesome. They put him to work. Mike. That's great. Yeah,
make sure you tip Mike.
Yeah. I love that. That's you know what, Mike? Good for you, buddy. Because everybody appreciates getting that windshield cleaned.
Damn straight. Doing the Lord's work.
Oh, look at him. Mike, you know what? Mike looks good. He's doing a good job out there. Nice work.
What's up.
Oh, and he's wiping it with the towel like a professional. See, he knows what he's doing.
Oh, I do the whip.
That's awesome. I'm not sure that's the way to go, you know, but, you know, whatever.
Hey, we each have our own styles.
I was a professional squeegee guy, so I'm just telling you.
Don't worry.
Yeah, there you go.
Does that mean something that I'm not aware of?
Yeah, it's Urban Dictionary. Look it
up. Okay, great.
Yeah. So today being National Road Trip Day, a lot of folks, of course, contemplating making big trips on Memorial Day weekend, though it's a lot tougher with gas prices and other reasons. People might be like, I don't know if I want to do this. But if you are going to go out there and make the road trip, well, Time Out Magazine has put together a list of the best road trip songs. And we've talked about this before, and it seems like this list always changes whenever we talk about it. All right. So the number one, I've got the number one road trip song. Let's see if you all agree with this. This is my number one.
No, but this is the boss at his best.
It's, I
don't even know this song.
I mean, this is
team. Get out of here.
Yeah, he's no, this is
the Atari's in covered or some band.
They didn't.
This is should.
This is before everybody really, I mean, look, I know a lot of people knew about Springsteen, but he got really huge in the 80s, like with Courtney Cox dancing on his videos. And this was before that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, Born to Run came out before Born in the USA. You had to run before you came to the United States, of course.
Yeah, so that's exactly, that's what you got to do.
But that was his best. Dude, I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen person, so I'm sure there'll be someone that'll maybe, I'm positive they'll disagree with me, but I feel like the Born to Run record, that's Bruce at his best.
Yeah, and I can't disagree with you, though I don't think so.
I get what you mean.
Yeah, the reason I don't disagree, the reason I can't disagree with you is that I know anybody who knows anything about music, they're absolutely right, and I'm an idiot. But I'm an idiot, so that's why I don't think so.
I mean, Born to Run, Thunder Road.
Yeah, I mean, they're all his greatest, you're right. All right, here's the, again, I am really shocked because we've talked about lists like this before, and I don't think any of these songs have shown up in previous, like, great songs for road trips. But here's another. This is the number two song they believe at Time Out that will be a great road trip tune.
Because it's about a song about a car?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I won't hate this if it's on the radio, but... or if it's in a playlist, but I...
I'd rather hear like party like it's 1990, because you're partying. You're ready to go for a fun road trip.
Again, no idea who what that song was either.
Prince?
No.
You don't know that song.
Get educated.
I don't know that song.
Wow.
You need a weekend off to listen to some old stuff.
Born to Run. Man. Wow. Born to Run, I get, but wow, even that, we're old. I mean, it was the 80s, so I guess that's why he
did you know that one, Vicky? Like, if you would have just heard it, thank you.
Like, I know who Prince is, and I know that he did the song.
It's a song about sex, Vicky. How do you not know about this?
Well, I know a lot about sex. Doesn't mean I know everything about sex.
Okay, yeah, but you should know that song. I'm saying put in your repertoire.
Of those two, which would you rather listen to, though?
So probably far. Bruce.
Okay, so I want to keep a running tally of the ones you're not familiar with, just to see which one you actually do dig.
All right.
I'm still blown
life
away.
Life is a highway.
Okay, Steve, you look like you look like you're aggressively doing something yourself. I feel like I'm watching the league and it's vinegar strokes. I just don't need this.
Yeah, right.
I really, really don't need that.
All right.
Okay, so we're all like number one and number two. We're not really in agreement with as far as like great road trip songs.
Watch your whore mouth. I like number one.
Oh, not me. I don't think that should be like the number one road trip song at all.
Don't lump me into your, we all agree.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize you thought that should be number one. You think that Born to Run should be the number one road trip song?
I don't know what would be number one, but I'm okay with that one being number one.
Oh, no.
Life is a highway.
Okay, don't do that anymore because you really are. Yeah,
that's number one.
All right, here's what they think number three should be. Here I
go again. All right, let's rock.
There we go.
See? These, this should be the top one so far.
Well, is this a good road trip song, or is this a good song to have a hot chick dance on your car?
Yes.
Song.
Why not both?
Let's have it both.
Stop at a gas station and she jumps on the hood.
Spray her with not gas.
Yeah, no gas bites.
I feel like it's the titles and the song content. Born to Run, like I'm on the road, I'm running. Little Red Corvette's a car song. Here I go again. Is that what makes these the top with these people?
I think they're loosely based about some kind of driving reference. Because I did look on the list and on the top 50, and Life is a High. Life is a High. That's number 32.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So at least it made the top. That should be a top five.
Higher than 32. Yeah,
I agree. But you're ruining it for me because I just know it from the Cars movie.
Yeah, I was gonna say who did that? That country art band.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Florida Georgia Line?
No.
Brooks and Dunn?
The name.
Yeah, the Miley Oprah's Cyrus. Boys, Alabama.
Rascal Flatts.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, their version's trash.
I didn't know that that was not their version, to be honest with you.
It's not?
No. It's right. Tom Cochran.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm not surprised. If they don't know Prince and they don't know Bruce, they're not going to know Tom Cochran.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, dude, he had nothing else on that record. I bought it thinking every song's going to be a banger like that one.
Nope.
All
right, here's number four. And now, you know, I mean, I can't fault them only because it's all about cars and roads and things, even though this is a good song, but I don't know if this is no way by number four best road trip song.
I'm okay with this one. I feel like I'm driving on the freeway and it's just like trees and like you're just kind of looking out there and you're like, I am feeling this.
Yeah, I wouldn't complain if it came on. I just don't know if I put it at number four.
I like the song. Like, I like the song a lot, but I just, I don't feel that it should be like a top 10 type song there. For this
one?
Who was that?
You don't even know who that's
you too, man.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I didn't know that one. You knew that one, Vicky?
Yes.
Step out of your comfort zone, Danny.
Wow. Look, Danny, I'm not going to fault you.
I've never been a U2 fan, though.
Clearly.
Yeah, I was pretty. Like, I listened to them and I was like, I can't do this.
I'm going to say this right now, Steve.
I'm not going to twist your arm to listen to U2. There's only a handful of U2 songs I like, and that's one of them. Mm-hmm. I like the Joshua Tree.
You probably like a lot more U2 songs than you think. You'd be like, if we threw all the songs that are like your big songs, you'd be like, oh, I guess I do like that. Oh, I guess I do like that.
I could
that.
Probably make like a U2 Essentials playlist of about 10 songs.
That's
and after you, that, it would be a struggle.
Which is pretty good for a band that you're not
that's in been
love
around
with.
For like 40 years and has like a billion songs.
Well, see, you and I judge things differently because you're the guy that goes, look, you've got to listen to 10. 10's amazing because every. And I'm a guy going, there's no album where every song on the album's amazing. And you're like, oh, no, that's. I've always been that guy. And that maybe if I like half the album, because I'm a hits guy. So to have
Guns
10 songs.
Roses. Their whole record, Pearl Jam's 10.
Yeah,
whole
see,
record.
You and I don't agree on that. I don't.
Dirt.
I haven't heard like 10, so I can't tell you, but.
Hell, you can ever hear the record that has Santa Monica on it. Yeah. Heartspark Dog.
Oh, really? You like everything? See, now I'm an
Sparkle
Everclear.
Fade.
Sparkle Fade.
Yeah, Sparkle Fade. Oh, wow.
Great.
I'm an Everclear guy, but then I'm like the Essentials
like
Everclear guy.
You like that stupid Volvo riding soccer mom song.
I like all their stupid songgs.
There's going to be a ton this weekend.
Yes, they are.
Volvo riding soccer mom is awesome.
I only call it stupid because I know it gets under your skin. I like the song too.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I was going to say, come on. Plus, Art's been on the show, and we semi bonded over our Rotten Kids.
No, I love Art, and I love Everclear, but I just wanted to get under your skin.
Yeah, you did.
About when I wake up.
Thanks, How I Met Your Mother.
And I will walk.
The Proclaimers.
Yeah, the Proclaimers.
Yeah. That's a good song.
Yes. Oh, here it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is a really good song. When I
wake up, the best.
This is a great driving song.
No, it's not. It's about walking.
Yeah, but remember from How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother, that's all they can listen to on road trips.
It's a road trip song. It's a good road trip song. I mean, you're still traveling, you know, to go somewhere cool. To be the man you want to be, right?
Isn't it funny? I've never seen How I Met Your Mother. I know it from Benny and June. That movie that was filmed in Spokane.
You watched Benny and June?
Oh, I love Benny and June.
Wow. Okay. Props to you, Ricky. That's a good flip.
500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to end up at your door.
It's not that part yet.
It's not that yet, but yeah, premature da-da-das. That's okay. We do what we want here. It's our road trip. We do what we want.
And to be fair, anytime I have sang the song, I have been obliterated.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hopefully you're not the one driving then.
No, I remember singing this when we did BJ's bachelor party that he never went to.
We did the party bus
on the way down.
Yeah.
We sang this like a bunch of drunken idiots.
Yeah.
Oh, good job.
And that came in at number 22 in the top 50.
Okay, good. I'm glad it was on the list.
This number 5 song, which is the last one we have audio for, unless we go find some other ones. This number 5 song actually can be like, I think it should be number 1 out of all these 5. And it is definitely the party song, the everything song. There's never a time, I think, where, maybe a funeral. Even a funeral, I probably wouldn't mind hearing this. But I think this number 5 song deserves to be number 1 out of these 5.
You would like to hear this song.
Oh, yeah. Plus, he's got a car. So big as his whip.
Hurry up and bring your jukebox money.
I love these guys.
Yeah, this should be number 1.
I'm okay with that being number 1.
That gets the mood going.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a Chrysler that's as big as a whale.
Yeah.
B-52s were awesome, man. I mean, they had a retro 50s look, but they were super punk with some of the stuff, you know, and punk pop, like just amazing. They were something. They weren't punk pop. They weren't like emo sort of angry punk pop, but they were retro 50s sort of like alien sci-fi punk pop.
To be honest, all I know is Love Shack and then Rock Lobster.
Well, that's all I know about Private Idaho. What about Private Idaho?
Oh, okay. I know 3 songs.
You're on Private Idaho. And don't forget, She Came From Planet Claire.
I don't know that one.
Oh, you don't know that one? That's a good one. Yeah.
Three and out.
Yeah. That's it. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, Well, that was my life. I mean, I love that sound. You know, I was in my 20s and I love the look of the B-52s because they were, you know, they were different than what Billy Idol was looking like in the whole Gen X gang. Because they were retroing up and they looked like the Mars Attack, you know, all the beehive hairdo. I just love the way they look, man.
What about that one that Tracy Chapman's like, you got a fast car?
That's a good song, but it's tune. Depressing.
It is.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
But it sings about a car.
Yeah, and they're driving real fast and things and stuff.
The song's not fast, but they are driving.
Sure. Well, at that point, you want a depressing song, drive by the cars. You know, who's going to drive you home because your life's a mess?
Ooh, or drive by REM. That one's a good one. Hey.
Oh, I don't know if I know that one.
Oh, that's a good stuff. I can't even sing it.
That's a good stuff. Okay. So... And this list is just about anything that has to do with roads, cars, trips, for being the best road trip music. But, I mean, there's better songs for a road trip, if you ask me.
Oh, someone had a good one, Radar Love.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That did make, I think, the top 10, if I remember correctly. Or it's in the list, that's for sure. There was, what was that band that covered it? I think it was like Great White.
Ooh.
Metal band.
Ooh.
Metal band, but I think it was Great Light or Great Lion or... White Lion or some kind of
somebody's lion.
It was on Headbangers Ball. I never knew it was an actual other band that did it until I found out that it was a cover, and I was slightly disappointed because I'm like, oh, they didn't write that badass song.
Yeah.
BJ and Migs mornings on The Rock 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.